takes a special kind of personality to do the job, like any job. You definitely have to be able to turn yourself, like turn your mind off from work when you leave.
Miles Harnum is an air traffic controller in Fort McMurray, Alberta. Every day, hundreds of lives are in his hands as he communicates between airways and radio channels to make sure everything goes smoothly during a flight. This important task, however, comes with a serious mental toll.
Even though you are responsible for everyone's life that's in the air, and keeping them safe, but you have to look at it as more of a job and not the literal sense of what you're actually doing. Because if you do that, I think that's when it becomes too stressful.
Joshua Rash is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Memorial University of Newfoundland. He says that exposure to constant stress can lead to multiple negative health issues.
When somebody is in an environment where they're stressed consistently, they don't have a method of releasing that stress, and that can result in physiological wear and tear. Continuous increase in blood pressure can result in hypertension and micro tears within arteries and veins, for example. We see an increase in risk of cardiovascular disease as well. And that increase in cortisol in the long term can increase the risk for things like diabetes, and it also increases that development around, for example, the stomach.
Rash says some good ways to combat panic and stress are deep breathing and thoughtful assessment of the situation. If you're ever feeling overwhelmed, just take a moment for yourself and really think about the problem. And the next time you're flying high in the sky, just remember, there's somebody out there stressing over you. I'm Griffin Stuckless for Kicker News.